Are you glad you came this morning? I hope you're as glad as I am. I'd like to share with you this morning about time out, the rhythm of the Sabbath. As we know, the Sabbath is supposed to be a day of rest. Sometimes for preachers and church leaders, it's anything but a day of rest, but it's still a day of worship. But if we pay attention to the rule about having Sabbath, we find our rest in other times. And that is necessary because Sabbath rest is an antidote to weariness. None of us are much good when we're worn out. I hope you're having a good summer. But for some people with kids at home, the summertime is more work than anything else. We're still all scattered out, just different directions from the usual grind of work and school. We're all in for a change of pace. We're glad that school's out, but we're also glad when it starts again. We look for rest, but sometimes even our vacations wear us out. I'd like you to take out your bulletin and look at the front cover of it. Tamara Cooper does a beautiful job of putting our bulletins together. And in this week's picture, this is not the original picture that she chose, but when I told her kind of what I had in mind, this one is the one she found. Isn't that a sweet picture? And when you hear the gospel lesson read in just a moment, you'll understand this picture better. Jesus and the disciples were seeking to have some time away from the crowd. They were trying to row across to the other side of the Sea of Galilee. The crowd beat them there and were ready for Jesus to do His work of healing when He got there. But we all have to have time away, even Jesus. And I think this is a sweet picture of a misty lake with a small empty boat on it. And it's kind of a good fantasy to think about being in that boat and maybe being alone with the Lord for a little bit. But I'd like to share with you the gospel lesson from Mark 6. Verses 30 to 34, and then 53 to 56. I hope you have a Bible close by and can follow along the sixth chapter of Mark, beginning with verse 30. Listen to these words for the word of the Lord. The apostles returned to Jesus and told Him everything that they had done and taught. Many people were coming and going so that there was no time to even eat. Jesus said to the apostles, "Come by yourselves to a secluded place and rest for a little while." And so they departed in a boat by themselves for a deserted place. Many people saw them leaving and recognized them, so they ran ahead from all the cities and they arrived before them. When Jesus arrived and saw a large crowd, He had compassion upon them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And He began to teach them many things. When Jesus and His disciples had crossed the lake, they landed at Gennesaret, anchored the boat, and came ashore. People immediately recognized Jesus and ran around that whole region, bringing the sick people on their mats to wherever they heard Jesus was. Wherever He went, villages or cities or farming communities, they would place the sick in the marketplaces and beg Him to allow them to touch even the hem of His clothing. And everyone who touched Him was healed. This, brothers and sisters, is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So a change of pace is good. It seems like that's what Jesus was looking for here in this gospel text. You know, just a little vacation. But let's not go about it in the wrong way. Sometimes vacations are just not all that restful. One summer vacation, my family and I took our camper on a cross-country trip. The vehicle that we had at that time to pull it with was just not quite big enough. I had a mechanic look over it before we left, and it was in good shape. But on the road, it kept on overheating. I called the mechanic from the road, somewhere in northeastern Tennessee, I think, Smoky Mountains, maybe. And he said, "Well, son," now that's a bad way to start a conversation. "Well, son, it sounds like you've just got more trailer than you've got truck." And I couldn't disagree with him. And I had worked pretty hard so far on that vacation. We were able to enjoy most of the trip. The vehicle worked great in the mountains as long as we were going downhill. I was much younger then. I was stronger, I guess, but maybe not quite as smart as I am now. We do tend to overestimate what we can do. We tend to overcommit. And we need a vacation. That's where we are today with Jesus in this gospel reading. Jesus and the disciples pull out in the boat to get away from the crowd, but the crowd hurries along the shoreline. You can see them trotting along to meet Jesus and the disciples on the other side. See, the disciples, even Jesus, I think, needed some Sabbath time. They needed some time in this boat. They needed some time of peace and reflection and without the busyness of a crowd pressing in around them. I spent time at Boy Scout camp in the summer of 1971. It wasn't an entirely happy time. I was sick that week, and I was homesick that week. I was a junior high boy, and I hated being there. My dad had told me about the tent cities that they had in England during World War II, the Army Air Corps, and how hard things were there. And so I imagined while I was at scout camp and living in tents, when we walked back to our campsite from the mess hall at sundown, I think our campsite was just about like some of those tent cities. The coming of nightfall found me lonely and homesick. Now, camping is supposed to be fun, and there were parts of it that were fun, but in the evenings I got so homesick I couldn't hardly stand it. I had some good times that week, but the evenings and the nights were miserable. I was the camp bugler, and I had to get up pretty early so that I could play the reveille. And so I longed for the morning. I at least had that to look forward to, but the others didn't like it so much. So the last day I was there at that camp, some of them put toothpaste in my trumpet so that it wouldn't even play. The nights were long and wearisome, and the food was probably not much better than the army rations overseas. At that camp, I had a little AM radio that I had. Listen, I think we could only get one station up near Wichita Falls. And I kept hearing that summer of 1971, John Denver's "Take Me Home, Country Roads." And it made me cry every time I heard it. Radio reminds me of my home far away. Driving down the road, I have the feeling that I should have been home yesterday. Homesick was an understatement. But I was at camp, and camp is supposed to be fun. At least act like you're having fun, right? Like laughing at somebody's jokes that really aren't that funny just because you feel obligated. I got it wrong in what I wrote for the Friday. I call it the Friday Feast. It's the Friday Reminders, I think. That sounds rather inelegant. Friday Feast. I've been writing a column for that called Q and Review. It's kind of what's coming up and what's just passed. I hope you're reading that. and sing. I try to be brief and just say the things that are important, not say a bunch of other preacherly things that you don't care about reading. But I wrote about time out this week. And in my article, I wrote the time out, or the time out. That's entirely different. When you speak of the time out, you're talking about a time out in a football game or the time out in the woods or something like that. What I meant to be talking about is time out, time away, Sabbath time, away from the grind of whatever it is that you do during the week or the weekend, away from the call of duty and work, and just simply some time to spend alone or alone with God. That's what I meant. Time out can mean place. It can mean a boat on a misty lake like this. It can mean a place in the woods, if you like the woods, or a place in your own living room where you can sit and not just talk to God, but listen to God or listen for God. Because some of you will say, no, I don't think God speaks to me. And I'll say, maybe you weren't listening long enough. We have to take time and time out for Sabbath. I began by saying it's not necessarily for me on Sundays, although it is very early on Sunday mornings, a time for me to listen. I do early a lot better than I do late. But time out can also sometimes mean aging out. Did you see the news story about the renovation of an old classroom building in Oklahoma City? They took down chalkboards and found older boards behind them that still had images on them. Images of words and lessons and pictures, even with colored chalk. Sayings, beautiful penmanship, even a multiplication wheel that teachers had completely forgotten about. Time out in a classroom like that can be a visit to the past. Time out, even in a ball game, is a moment to pause and rest a moment, or to regroup or reevaluate your strategy. Time out is vital for us. We have to find time out. A case could easily be made for the fact that the activities and the busyness with which we clutter our lives are nothing more than a search for something which can only be found in solitude, in meeting with God, for inner peace and inner joy, for calmness, maybe even a sense of meaning. While we may not spend a great deal of time analyzing why we do all the running around that we do, when we do pause in the light of such an invitation, we can see the truth about ourselves and our ways of living. We try to stay alive and make sense of it all, to find the time out, the time away. Sometimes it's oh so hard. Even Jesus and the disciples had trouble. The crowds beat them to the other side of the lake. St. Augustine arrived at the conclusion that everyone needs time out to find rest. One of my favorite quotes, which appears in his opening paragraph of Book 1 of his Confessions, says, "Our hearts are restless until we find rest in God." I imagine that many of you know exactly what I'm talking about. Your spirits run deep. There may be others who have no idea. You may think that church is just something you do on Sunday mornings. And I commend you for being here, if that is so. But it's oh so much more than that. And our faith in God calls us to be listening, not just talking when we pray. And to recognize that our hearts truly search for rest, for time out, for fellowship with God. Are you tired or exhausted sometimes? Are you burned out? Do you need a break? what we really need is not time off or time away. What we really need is time that's filled with meaning and purpose, and it is saturated with the grace of God. It's to be yoked with Christ and to be partners with Christ so that our spirits are refreshed and our baptism is renewed. That's what provides for the soul that is tired of chasing after elusive dreams and illusions of what we think is real life. The invitation stands. It is an invitation to take the yoke of Christ and find peace, to discover salvation and hope and rest for our souls. Here's a word from a poem called "The House at Rest." On a dark night kindled in love with yearnings, oh, happy chance, I went forth unobserved, my house now being at rest. How does one hush one's house? Each proud possessive wall, each sighing rafter, the rooms made restless with remembered laughter or wounding echoes, the permissive doors, the stairs that vacillate from up to down, from countryside or town. The house must first of all accept the night. Let it erase the walls and their display. Impoverish the rooms until they are filled with humble silence. Let the clocks be stilled from all the selfish urgencies of the day. Midnight is not the time to greet a guest. Caution the doors against both foes and friends. And try to make the windows understand their unimportance when the daylight ends. Time off is often wasted time. Time doing nothing can be a torture when there's a list to be accomplished and deadlines are still approaching. But even then, we, like Jesus, need our rest. Let us find our rest in Him. Perhaps the best advice is to find that rest and contentment even in our work. Our rest in God is given when we take up Christ's offer and become yoked to Him and with Him. To be so bound to Christ links us with a source of deep and abiding joy. It restores a proper balance and helps our perspective about life and what is ultimately significant. It's rest where we go outside to pray for people, to reach them. It's going outside our comfort zone to bring people a message of hope in Christ because we have found it for ourselves. What kind of sheep are you? Are you one who follows the flock? Or are you one who leads the flock to Jesus because Jesus is the real healer? How can you take that time out for yourself? How can you find the rhythm of Sabbath? And how can you help your family find it? Good question.